Okay, let's begin Parshas Kisavo. Parsha begins, V'hayah Kisavo el ha'aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha. Lecha here is in the singular. Nachlo v'rishto v'yashavta bo. V'lokachta merishis kol pri ha'adam asher tovi mi'artecha Asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha. Again, you will take from, it's the Bikurim, you will take from the first fruits, from the land that's given to you, V'samta batena v'halata l'makom asher yibchar Hashem Elokecha l'shaken shemo sham. And the continuing with the discussion. The first point I wanted to bring out, we'll get to the l'cha in a second, by beautiful Noah Melimelech, but something which I really haven't thought about, the others we know were ro'atzon, they were shepherds. All of a sudden now B'nai Yisrael is coming into Eretz Yisrael, and for the first time, really, what we're dealing with, it became an agricultural society. Obviously, it would have to become an agricultural society. There has to be someone who's going to plant. But I think there was an interesting understanding spiritually from Rav Soloveitchik. He says, the land of Israel was promised to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in the form of a covenant concluded between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Yavos. However, there was a stipulation in agreement. Its implementation was contingent upon the sojourn of Avram's children in a strange land as bondsmen and servesmen. Prior to the fulfillment of this stipulation, the gift was held in abeyance. The finalization and the full consumption of the covenant, consummation of the covenant took place after the Yisrael met the challenge of your seeds will be as strangers. Thus, their rights to the promised land were limited. In other words, until then, at most, Klal Yisrael simply had a kinyan peros, that the right to use the land and enjoy its produce. However, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, now when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, it's a kinyan haguf, a full ownership. Before Mitzrayim, they had no right to develop an agricultural economy, to dig, to build, to destroy, to change the structure of the land. All they possessed was the right to enjoy the fruits. That is exactly what the pastoral community did. It did not exploit the land as with agricultural society. It took whatever the land offered. As they left Mitzrayim, the Torah began to prepare the nation for a new challenge they were facing. The change from shepherds into farmers. The transformation of a simple pastoral society into a relatively complex agricultural society. What follows is one of the many mitzvahs in the Torah which reflects this change. And it also explains why the vidui that one says over here is Arami Obed. It's the exact same statements that we make Seder night. Well, Seder night is mimicking here. But you see that it's bringing together because the ultimate goal now of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, is Matan Torah, Kabbalah Torah, and also our Kinyan Guf in Eretz Yisrael. The Rav points out that the reason is because they had to first go into Mitzrayim. I think the Noam Elimelech we could use, perhaps it's a different idea. I would offer, even before the Noam Elimelech, a possibility they had to become a nation. They had to become an Am. They had to become a nation that now acted as one in order to receive Kalal, in order to become a Kalal Yisrael. The Stifler, I remember, was asked, I remember reading it, he was once asked, like, why is it when it came to Yosef that every single year, you know, he would say, Pakod Yifkod HaLakim Eschem, what did he say to you? Hashpei, each generation had to give a shrua to the next generation. Why wasn't it enough for one generation taken on, and we would all be meshubad? We all would have had to listen to the shvu of Yosef to take Yosef's body out of Mitzrayim when they went back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Stipler explained at that point that no, he said, but over here you see Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem, meaning that only at when Migitzias Mitzrayim we became a nation. But until then we were a group of individuals. And we would not, and therefore each generation. So I think perhaps the fact that we now became an Am, a nation, it wasn't, Eretz Yisrael is not promised to individuals, it's promised to Am Yisrael. And that in mind, so the Noam Elimelech brings in a beautiful idea. There are two types of tzaddikim in this world. Uvagia Shabbos Kodesh Nitosev Alav Kedushas Yisera Sha'ovid Me'ava. There are those tzaddikim that the entire week they worship the Ovid Hashem from Yiras Hashem, from fear of Hashem. And comes to Shabbos, it's an additional to that, they Ovid Me'ava. Ki Bechina Shabbos Hi Ahava. The whole idea of Shabbos is through Ahava. Uvo Yavo Hatzadik Me'madreges Ahava. This concept, by the way, that Shabbos is really an idea of Ahava, we'll hold off when we get to it a little bit later, but Ahava means that there are two ways to look at Shabbos. So many people look at Shabbos, and perhaps many of our younger people look at it as a Shabbos as, I can't be on the media, I can't use electricity. They only see the Isser Melacha aspect. They have to see that the Isa Malacha aspect is necessary to bring you to the Shmira Sashab, to Zechira Shabbos, to bring you to the love, the unbelievable closeness that Klal Yisrael can then attend by coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. V'yesh tzaddik shegam bimei hachol ovid Hashem b'yavon. Then is another tzaddik who is ovid and chol, is ovid Hashem with tremendous love. Ze hatzadik nikra b'shem Shabbos k'ditzah b'soha kodesh. Tamar chacham nikra Shabbos ha-tamar chacham is called the Shabbos, v'hainu ki Shabbos hi b'chines ha-ava, because he worships the Kadosh Baruch Hu through love, through happiness. V'hatzadik hazeh gam kein tamar b'b'china hazos. L'chein, therefore it's called Shabbos. V'zeh she'omru chazal, kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos, someone who's ma'aneg, not Shomersha, who Ma'aneg, who is indulges it, who enjoys it, rejoices in Shabbos, knows on the Nachla B'li Mitzorim. He will receive from the Kaddish Baruch Hu a Nachla, a possession without boundaries. Ratzalomash had Sadek Shehu Tamid Bebechinas Ava. Beheve Ke Ma'aneg Em HaShabbos, as if he's living in the world of Shabbos all the time. Shemes Angen Zet Mizek, Hu Tamid Bechinas Ava Kemo HaShabbos. Vizel, and that's what we found, Matzina Be'el Yohan Navi. Zachulato, Vayesha B'nachal, Kuris, Ba'arvim Mevim Lalechem, in Melachem Aleph, Perik Yedzayin, Halachat above, we see over there, Psukim Hayat above, that El Yohan Navi was told to sit in this Nachal, to drink from this Nachal, and ravens are going to bring him food. So there, the Mepharshim said, why was it on the ravens? It was to show these ravens who are Achzarios, these ravens who are cruel even to their children, they would bring him bread. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Eliyahu Noah Navi to understand that you have to have rachamim on Klal Yisrael, you have to have mercy on Klal Yisrael, you have to understand their faults. The Noam Ali Melech is going to give a different shot. Ulachara lama bacha Hashem ba'aravim shehem achzorim abeneihem. They're cruel on their children. Shem yavil olechem, that the raven should bring food to Eliyahu Hanavi. V'yalpi devareinu hanir lo koch perusho. V'yeshe b'nachal. Shehoyam mamshech hashpa'os minachal lo elyon v'darche ha'aravim heim haklipos. Vayesha Banacha means that he was Mamshil's Hashrawa. In other words, he was a tzaddik, brings brachas and hashbas from on high to the world of the Tachton. The Dachaya Ovim Hemaklopos. And what stops getting this hashba? The klipos, the evil, the anti goodness that is coming into this world. Eloha Obid Hashem Mi'ava, when a person is Obid Hashem out of love. Even these Aravim, even these ideas of klipos, even these negative ideas, they see this individual with ava, and even they are forced to give him the food. Zehu remesha arvim hevila lechem ratzoloma shegama klipos iskimelo. Even the klipos agreed with him that the world would now be beckoned to give him the goodness. V'zehu kol hama'anek. And that sort of means, kisavo lo shen yachid. Yida hayne kishayu kol Yisrael ba'achdus. When all of Klal Yisrael will be together as one. It's not v'hayo kisavo, you would have said, okay, this is a mitzvah, each individual, the farmer, right? The farmer, each farmer, when he has his own property, this is what he has to do. Yes, but on top of that, so the Noam Eli Melech is a Lashon Yochai, Heinekesh, you call Yisrael be'achdus. When you become a nation, what is a nation? Nation is when it acts with unity, unity of purpose, unity of idea. Asher Hashem Elokecha Ratzon Lomar Shebichlolus Yisrael Yeshinei Abchinos. Ava Nira. Ava Bahashem Hu Ava. But when you truly love the Kaddish Baruch of Elokim Hu Din, Hu Yira, Elokim is Din, Oz Kishetio Kulam Biyachdus, Nothin Chonachla Birishas. So you're going to receive abundance from the land. Ratzon Lomar Oz Yehad Nachal Hashem Yachal Lahamshech Hashbos Kedusha V'Racha L'chol Yisrael. So using this, I want to move on to a beautiful idea. Many of the Sfarim deal with this. The Psukim, the Pasuk at the end, or in the middle of the Tochacha, says, Tachas Hashem avadatos Hashem lekecha besimcha uvetuv levav meirov kol. Because you didn't observe, because you weren't ovid Hashem besimcha uvetuv levav, with glad heartedness, that's why there will be a galus. Pashtus Lashon HaPasuk, I'm reading now from a Sefer of the Darche Shmuel, which is Shmuel Arbach, who was the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and it's a beautiful Musa that he's giving. But many, many Svarim are dealing with the Rav also spoke about this. The Pashtus Lashon HaPasuk, Shekol Ha'on Shem HaNoram, Him Achelo Avdus Hashem, V'alzeh HaPasuk, Omer Shekimah Shel Avdus Hashem, Kishay B'matzav Shel Simcha. Since you didn't observe in a matzav, in a state of simcha, therefore, b'makom zeh avru es aveim b'matzav shel choser koch, ach b'ram b'mafur shelo lama kem shal pasuk. So you look at the end of Hilchasot, that simcha sheyismach ha'adam b'asiyas ha-mitzvah, the simcha that a man should have when he's doing a mitzvah. Avoda gedolah, it's a tremendous avoda. V'chol hamoneya atzma b'simcha zu ra'i li'parim imenu, and anyone who doesn't act like this when he's being oveid, when he's doing the mitzvahs, it's right to separate yourself from them. Shenema tachas Hashem avadata. Shekol tviyas hatorihi she'afa pisha avdus Hashem. They did the mitzvahs. They did everything that was required with them. Ach lo avdu besimcha. It was cold. Zechi sarin gadol shehayu ru'uyim l'chol haklolos shebeparsha. And therefore, this chisaron is why they were right to receive all of the klalos. Shamati b'pi nechet shamaran ha-chafetz chayim. I heard from the grandson, the great chafetz chayim, zechron etzad v'kadosh bracha. Shu ba'asmo shama pam cheshbon ha-nefesh ha-chafetz chayim. You've once heard the chafetz chayim, how he came to a cheshbon ha-nefesh, he realized. Shahare Yadua Shahar Bay Pa'amim Chafetz Chaim Hayimadabri Makadosh Baruch Hu was bodedus. You knew that many times the Kadosh Baruch Hu would talk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu privately. Avo Bedera Klal Hayinisa Shelo Yishmacha. You didn't want anyone to hear. Avo Le'esek Nasa Lo Hayimatzliach Lizar Bisa. When he was older, he couldn't be as careful. Le'esek Nasa Lo Hayimatzliach Lizar Bisa. Shosim Asma Cheshman Gadol Shal Zchuyos Ravano Shalo. He was making a Cheshman. How many mitzvahs I done? What are my avonos? Shebemeshachayev asav harbe mitzvos. V'chibar harbe svarim. He did a lot of mitzvahs in his life. He wrote a lot of svarim. V'zikas harabim, and he v'zikas harabim, and he made other people also. He helped many people to do mitzvahs. Ach besof echriyas acheshbon lechov. In the end, he said, "Ach, I'm still chayim. I didn't do enough." Sheshol asasu, I'm not anachti tefillin. I put on tefillin. Yeshati b'sukkah, I sat in the sukkah. Avol kama simcha hargosha kishigiyamto, it's called hamitzvah seyla, but was I happy? Was I really happy in doing this? V'siyim shemikol mokam hu adayin chai, v'yachol letakim v'lachta b'tshuva. And he finished off by saying, I'm still living, I can still do tshuva, I can still do this properly. V'tomer ani mosav bani k'day l'shenavin amah hadvar mamurum. I always thought, what was the simcha? Shesipa echa shenichnas maran hachafetz chayim leizikta. So one walked in when he was older. Be'erv Shabbos kishenichnas lebeisa me'atvila b'mikva. She'erv Shabbos kodesh. V'rakat sabav hashulchan b'sheches hakol. And whatever, he was an old man at this point, and he was happy. He was so happy to Chafetz Chaim. He was dancing around the table. Uchesheshalaso amas simcha gedolazos. What are you so happy about? V'chi atfila b'mikva hu roket kach. On the Chafetz Chaim said she roket at simchas hamitzvah. She zocha l'kayim mitzvah al b'yoma titan tzchoro. He was so happy he had the money and that he was able to be mekayim the mitzvah of paying an employee immediately. Biyomo titein tzcharo. And he was mekayim the mitzvah. And because he was mekayim the mitzvah, he was so happy. He was dancing. I try to make sure every year, this year I wasn't so successful, but every year after the Haggadah, after the Seder, and when it comes to Shana Bab Yerushalayim, sometimes I try to get all my children stand up to dance, to understand why Besimcha, the great accomplishment, the great mitzvah, this is the haschala of the relationship of Klal Yisrael with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The haschala has to be with Simcha. Ubi advarim shachashivas hanarel shahasimcha bekima mitzvah. Why is Simcha so important? Because it's a symbol. It's a siman muvak. At kama Torah u'mitzvos and iku hachayim shalom. How much Torah is part of you. Shekasher ha'odam ishtokek lahasig divrei gashmi. When a person is seeking something with a physical, I'll never be able to get this. And then he gets it. There's such a simcha on them. When a person realizes how important it is with Torah mitzvahs, every second that he has the ability to sit and learn. Has to be happy. Bechol tefila omru chazal. Except ivdu is Hashem besimcha. The chachamim say she tehei sameach u mispalel v'yei libcha sameach she'ata ovei l'moko. V'af al pi, even though she tefila tzricha liyos tachnunim, even though tefila has to be bakasha, it has to be tachnunim, it's begging the Kaddish Baruch Hu. There always has to be a bakasha in tefillah. Like a poor man at your doorway. There's a tremendous chus. Yes, it's like an ani going into a doorway, but look at the doorway. Look who we're going in to ask. Zeh inyan, and that's what it means. Hatam b'Torah u'mitzvos. Shematzana b'kama makomos b'chazal sha'omrim b'tfila Shabbos to ameha chayim zachu. That's the whole idea of the Torah, to be excited that we're doing a mitzvah. B'yamim hanaram, now these days. Shekirav Hashem hachi gedola b'chol hashana anachnu mashkiyim es rov hazman b'tfila. Now we spend so many hours now when it comes closer to the Yom and the Ram in Tefillah and Slichas and Rosh Hashanah. Afa pisha mavur b'chol makom shatorah hi adrega hachi gva. Even though Torah is something which is higher than anything else, udrega shatorah gavora harbe yosem mikol shah mitzvahs. But however, yeshadva levar b'derech mashal shahamazon vada hu davar hachrachi lechema. Of course, mazon, food, is important. V'yetchel l'chios b'li mazon. Av achola shenimsa b'tardema, but achola. Achola who is sleeping. He's in a coma. Kama shesamim l'fana mazon tuv amazin. Eim azeh shumta. It doesn't matter. Whatever you give him, he's sleeping, he doesn't realize. Ad shema'ira mosal m'tardem yasal. Until you wake him up. V'chein b'torah hakadosha. Shehi amazon aruchani hatobizeh. This, the Torah and Kedosha, this is our food. This is our spiritual food. the Adam Shekvar Nimsa Beshai Derega Shakua B'chayim Matim, if a man who finds himself in a true life, Kigam Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Bar Chaver V'Yochal Yoznizam B'tmidas Mehamazon Hazeh V'Ein Atzorach L'Hafzik B'Tvila. He doesn't have to be mafzik for Tvila. Aval Anu, but us, Shemeh B'chinam Ruchanias Anachna B'derech Lal B'Shalvim Shonim Shaltadema. So Shmuel is saying is, but us, we live a life as if we're sleeping. So for us, ha'hechach hachi gadol hu le'isarer. We have to wake up. We have to realize how beautiful a life we have that we can be shomer Torah and mitzvahs. We have to see the godless in holding a lulav and sitting in a sukkah, of listening to a shofar, of being shomer Torah and mitzvahs, going through a daf yomi, going through learning a parshas, etc. And saying, I can't believe I have this chus to be able to learn, to be able to surround myself with divrei Torah. Utfila hi mehadvarim hachi mo'ilim lahotzeis ha'adam mirta demeso. Real tfila, thinking, davening to Hashem, wakes us up. Ulahavi yaso lematzav shechayim amitim. The rak acharei shezoch lematzav zeh, hu mesugol leknos lehafnimis haTorah kemoshe Torah. We have a discussion about how important it is to go to shul. I've heard over the weeks, you know, when we're having discussions, all it says that the Rambam says tzorach you should lishtadel, you have to try to go, but it's not a chiyuv. And a chanami may not be a chiyuv, halacha chiyuv. That's not what we're dealing with here. It's not a halacha. We're not dealing with just simply black and white writing. We're not simply what does it say? What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Tzorach lishtadel. Okay, so tzorach lishtadel. I don't want to try. No, it's a whole attitude of it. I want to daven together. That when a person is a betzibur, his tefillas are going to up to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now just wake up. What do you think? You're just saying words. So much more than words. It's tefillah. Know that lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going in lefnei the borei olam, the melech machay hamalachim. We have this chus to go into to ask about kasha. So we'll end off with this idea from beautiful vart from the Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef again on Lekach Tov and Klal Yud Aleph. The discussion is about brachos ma'akvos or ena ma'akvos. And he starts with the Gemara in Sukkah in Daf Lamed Vav. It says, Esrog shenegvu akbarim. And Esrog with the mice, right? They took bites out of these akbarim. They took bites out of an Esrog. So Amarab ein zehada. And then go back, but the next day, didn't he take a bite out of it? So Rashi finally says, yeah, on the second day, we're talking about Rashi being the thing because lo bo'i bracha. I don't want to get into the whole rigmarole back and forth. And Rav Yosef Engel makes a distinction between the rices of brachas that we make before and the rabbanim of brachas ha-mitzvah. And then in the middle, he says something beautiful. So he writes, Nira linia and ania stati the kavanas atosefta the bekamo the nehanogashvias. Just like you have to say a bracha, you know the Rambam says kishem shemavarchem abirchas nenen kach mavarchem abirchas hamitzvah. And Rav Soloveitchik explained the pshat means you need a matir, just like you need a matir before an abirchas and nenen lashem haaretz umalah vaaretz nasan levnei adam. And what does it mean, Hashem versus Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem? What does it mean that everything belongs to God? When you say a bracha, well, Aras and Salam, they are dumb. It becomes yours. What does it mean? Called? Only after the bracha. Only after the bracha. Because that's his amatir. And Rabbi Yosef Engel changes that. The chemosh benene hana gashmith ben olam azeh below bracha mo'al, just is similar when a person eats of this world, he's over in Israel Me'ilah without a bracha. V'habrachi materas ha'hana, kein hana ha'nas ruchanias mikiyam mitzvah. to understand there's a hanah ruchanias that you're also receiving from the mitzvah. And then he continues and he says, this is pshat. Why was it that the second golas happened? Because we were mevarach birchas haTorah. You were mevarach birchas haTorah, says you should be thrown out of the land. Why should that happen? So Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying is why? This pasuk basically. Tachas Hashem l'vadato, Hashem l'kecha b'yavo. B'simcha. You weren't happy about it. It was a masa. Oh, okay, I have to learn. It's like with the men, they ran away from Har Sinai. It's like a kid running away from school. If this is your attitude towards being Obed Hashem, if this is your attitude towards studying Torah, in the end, what happens? I'm not besimcha. This thing doesn't speak to me. This mitzvah, it's nice. I hear it, meant for you, but it's not for me. And every time I go into the sukkah, that's so cold. I don't want to go into the sukkah. I'd rather be able to eat here. Every time I'm doing a mitzvah, it becomes a whole masa. It's so big. What happens in the end? In the end, you just give it up. You give some of it. You give more of it up. And that, I think, is a very important lesson. This is such a musar haskel. As you start preparing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how do we look at these days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? How do we look? Do we look to see if it is as a form of so many hours I'm going to have to sit in shul, so many hours I'm going to have to, and this year especially, so many people, the halvai, they're saying, I wish I could go to davening, I wish I could sit in a shul. How many people are going to have to stay home because they're afraid because of the pandemic? How many are going to be davening in a tent? Tent is still not a shul. It may be hot, but this is so difficult. But the way to think about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur approaches it is a certain simcha. Hayom haras halom. Today, this day, Rosh Hashanah, is a new haschalah. A new haschalah for Klal Yisrael to come closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I heard a beautiful pshat. But Rabbi Kiva says, Ashrei Yisrael, lefnei mi atem metarim, who in front of who are you metarim? So just like what is the pshat in Rabbi Akiva, what he's saying is, when a person goes to mikvah, so he has to be no chatzitza, has to take off all of his clothing, the no chatzitza between yourself and the water. The same thing is when it comes, lefnei mi atem metarim, when a person does tshuva, when a person does, well, the mitzvah be'ahava, there can be no chatzitza, nothing which separates is you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be dovek b'Hashem, to attach yourself to God. How does that happen? B'simcha. The person is just so happy. When a person is not b'simcha, there is a chatzitza. There's a wall already between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it with my full heart. If you're not doing it with your full heart, there's no dveikus b'Hashem. Shabbos.